This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon says more than 100 U.S. servicewomen in the Persian Gulf and Afghanistan say they were sexually assaulted or raped by fellow troops. A report on the assaults was at the center of a contentious hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. Senators grilled top Pentagon officials on how they dealt with sexual assault claims. Eric Schmidt is a reporter for the New York Times who attended the hearing yesterday. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
How widespread is this problem?
Well, right now the military is looking at specific cases that are coming out of the Persian Gulf Theater, as you said. But it also extends to a big Air Force training base in Texas, Shepherd Air Force Base, where the Air Force is investing allegations of some 24 women who have reported that they were assaulted or raped and made these reports to a rape crisis center off base. So it's both an extension of some of the training facilities in the United States, but also some disturbing reports that are coming from servicewomen serving in Iraq and Kuwait.
How seriously is the military taking these charges?
Well, it depends who you talk to. I think many of the senators yesterday were disappointed with the response of the military, saying that they've lagged behind in some of the reporting from the women and not dealing with this seriously. The Pentagon's top personnel chief, David Chu, as well as the four vice chiefs of the different armed services said they were taking it very seriously, in fact, and there's been a number of reviews launched, both by Secretary Donald Rumsfeld as well as the services, and they all condemned the assaults as they know them.
So Rumsfeld has responded?
Yes, he did. Earlier this month, he ordered a senior-level inquiry into both the assaults and specifically how the military has responded to these, what kind of treatment that the women are receiving, medical treatment, counseling, and looking into the reporting process. So do women feel like they can come forward and report these allegations without fear of retaliation or retribution from their peers or from their superiors?
And the medical service has to be quite a bit different in a war zone.
That's right. In remote places in parts of Afghanistan and Iraq, you often don't have the kind of medical attention that you would here in the United States or at bases in Europe. And so the military acknowledged that it has to work harder in dealing with some of these victims' assistance programs.
The military says the percentage of servicewomen who said they were sexually assaulted had declined from 6% in 1995 to 3% in 2002. Are things getting better?
Well, according to the Pentagon, they are. And there were some indications in that survey that was taken that the climate for reporting these kind of assaults and other types of sexual misconduct has improved. The problem is most of the most recent cases have come after the reporting period, which for this survey was in early 2002. The timing of this survey drew some criticism from lawmakers as well, complaining that it's taken 2 years to produce such a survey, which, by the way, Congress required of the military, and the military is only now getting around to doing on an annual basis.
There has been a history of scandals, you know, tail hook, what's gone on at the Air Force Academy. And what kind of training do service personnel get in sexual assault awareness?
Well, it varies from service to service, but I think they all are trying to inculcate a culture of no tolerance for this kind of thing, whether it be certainly assaults or sexual harassment. New recruits, as well as new officers, receive instruction in sensitivity, in prevention of sexual assault and sexual harassment, and there are refresher courses. I think the Navy explained yesterday that they have probably one of the more developed programs of the services, perhaps because of their experience with the tailhook scandal in 1991. But each of the services remarked yesterday that they're going to have to redouble their efforts in light of these most recent reports.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Eric Schmidt is a reporter for the New York Times.